Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Heather Hahn Sullivan, who's the Development and Marketing Director at the Dunes Learning Center. And Heather, you have a virtual gala coming up pretty soon.
Yes, that's right.
Everybody's going virtual with everything, and I'm curious because I work at South Shore Arts, of course, and we have a gala coming up that's going to be virtual as well. And you know, I look at interest at everybody's announcements of these, just wondering, you know, what they're doing and how do they all differ? Because I mean, we're all just starting from scratch, kind of. And
it's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know that anybody's proven that there's a, you know, one great way to do this. But so tell us about first of all. The event, your event is going to be on, it runs for a whole week.
It does, yes. Yeah, so we wanted to make it sort of more convenient for folks. Mm-hmm. And so our plan is to go for a whole week. And so during that week, we'll be highlighting different videos, including an update from our executive director, Jeff Benson, mm-hmm. as well as a video about our Green Apple Award winner, some testimonials, and more. Definitely an update about all the things that we've been doing since the pandemic started. The good thing about it is, of course, you can enjoy all of these short videos from the privacy of your own backyard, wearing whatever you want, no need to dress up, and you can watch on your own schedule. That's why we chose to do it over a week.
I see.
So we invite everyone to just join us on the website whenever's convenient.
And people will be able to make contributions, I assume.
Absolutely.
That's the main point. Well, so that's to that, and to that point, then, well, why don't we talk about what Dunes Learning Center does?
Sure. So, Dunes Learning Center, we are an environmental education organization and camp. We're the education partner of Indiana Dunes National Park, and we're actually located inside the park on the old Camp Goodfellow campus. So, in a typical year, we host week-long summer camps and throughout the school year, 2- and 3-day overnight programs for schools. We also do some outreach programs in schools, going out to the schools, meeting the kids in their classrooms or at nearby parks to really, you know, let them know that nature is everywhere. You don't have to come to the national park to enjoy nature. There's usually some kind of green space, even in urban environments, that you can get outside and enjoy.
And I know that you're one of our Indiana Arts Commission grantees
yes.
here in our region, which is region number 1 in Indiana. And so that supports an arts project.
Yes.
And what is that? What project is that?
Sure. So all of our summer camps our other programs as well include some arts components. So in summer camp, we do lots of different art projects. We tie-dye. We've done basket weaving. We've done all different kinds of projects. And so our grants help pay for our supplies for that. We also bring in some artists to help with some of our different projects on a typical year. This year, we were able to work with a local artist to design a coloring book. And so she put together some coloring pages for us, which we were able to publish into a really beautiful little book that we included in our summer camp kits. So we mailed out summer camp kits this summer to some program participants. Mm-hmm. But it's this great book about birds of the Indiana Dunes. And so each page, the kids can color. There's some fun facts, as well as some information about getting started bird watching in the area.
So the gala, A Dunes Affair, what will that be raising money for?
So in a typical year, we raise money for scholarships to bring students to our programs. Last year, more than 51% of our overnight program participants received scholarships, totaling more than $160,000. Mm-hmm. Not every school or individual can afford to attend, so we raise the money to level the playing field and make our programs accessible to all students. So this year, we'll be using funds to provide online programs. We're working on reimagining environmental education in this new school environment. So we'll have some hybrid programs, we'll have online programs, but really working to to still create the educational resources that teachers need in this crazy time.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we have to close. So for more information on the A Dunes Affair, listeners can go to your website, duneslearningcenter.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Heather, for being with us today to tell us about the gala and a little bit more about Dunes Learning Center.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.